10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to Aging Info Radio on the web, go to our website at aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage and click that Listen Live button. And right below that button, we have just added an email list. You can join for weekly show updates and tidbits of other information. And if this is your first time listening to Aging Info Radio, welcome. Weekly, I have expert guests on to discuss many topics related to boomers and seniors that keep us moving forward. And all of our past shows are on podcasts at aginginforadio.com, and you don't have to download the show. Just click and listen. Well, I have a really great show today, and according to pharmaceutical companies, it's just take a pill and you will be fine. The question is, are Americans pillaholics? You get a pill if you're anxious, too happy, too sad, or if you're grieving, or too much energy, too little energy, if you're fidgety, too shy, overeating, eating too little, over-aggressive, not aggressive enough, and the list continues to go on and on. In fact, one out of every every five U.S. adults takes pharmaceutical drugs to treat some type of mental health problem, and this is where the prescription can lead into an addiction. And then we have another dangerous dilemma about purchasing pharmaceutical drugs on the internet. And even a bigger dilemma is one death occurs every 24 minutes. It's caused by deadly pills, making drugs the number one cause of accidental deaths in the U.S., and a vast majority of those deaths are caused by pharmaceutical grade. We're going to discuss the pillaholic epidemic today, and my first guest is Dr. Stephen Walker. He is nationally known mental health therapist and also a licensed clinical psychologist with a doctoral degree in clinical psychology and a master's degree in counseling. Welcome, Dr. Walker, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate what you do and what you're all about. I know that there is a lot of propaganda being forced on us by pharmaceutical companies, and I think that this could also be part of the epidemic of prescription drugs. What do you see here?
Well, you know, I see it in my practice every day. I get calls from people who are looking for a pill to help them with their anxiety or a pill to help them with their social phobia. And what I always try to recommend clients and potentially anybody listening to this show is you really should access some mental health services and work with a licensed professional to see if you could get to the root of the problem, get to the actual cause of the symptoms, not just treating the symptoms. Because a lot of what people don't understand is that the pills that we're taking, especially the psychotropic medication for different forms of emotional or mental imbalances, are caused by some form of traumatic event in someone's life that is causing them to have kind of a sustained negative emotional affect. Those pills do not treat causes. They treat symptoms.
Yeah, they candy coat the problem. You really got to dig the layers and find out, you know, what is causing this, if you can at all. Now, do you agree or disagree with me that the medication for all mental health issues is just overly abundantly being prescribed? What do you think here?
Absolutely. And let me just clarify that clearly there are people who need some form of medication to help stabilize their emotions or stabilize their thinking. So we're not making light of that. What we're talking about is that there's a larger, in fact, those percentage of people are quite low. The people with some sort of organic brain anomaly that's causing their neurons to fire differently or causing their neurotransmitters to be out of whack. Those percentages of people are actually quite low. What we're talking about are people in the fat part of the curve, so to speak, the bulk of our society that basically just don't want to deal with negative emotions or negative thoughts. And absolutely, I do believe it's overly prescribed because it's a lot easier for a doctor to see multiple patients, to prescribe a pill, and then have move on to the next patient. And in fact, you know, without offending medical doctors are not trained to treat and diagnose mental health. I mean, that's the elephant in the room. Your general practitioner that you're talking to about depression is the same as going to a dentist and talking to him about your knee pain. They're not trained to deal with mental health. They should be referring anybody who comes to them with any mental or emotional issue that they're having. They should be prescribing therapy.
You know, one of the biggest downfalls I see, because the combination of painkillers and antidepressants can be a lethal combination, is that the doctors are prescribing, they'd be describing the painkillers for something, say, like a surgery or back pain, or and then with the psychiatrist would be just prescribing the antidepressants. And this combination, they may not be in communication, can be lethal. Do you see this?
Absolutely. In fact, there was a study that came out. It was a lead story on one of the news networks a few weeks ago that, especially for women, there's a 400% spike in women overdosing on prescription medication. And that's just one variable to it. People are, you mentioned the amount of prescription medication people are ingesting. They did a study of the of groundwater, the water in municipal water treatment facilities in 10 or 15 cities around the country, and they found low levels of painkillers, antidepressants, aspirin, acetaminophen. All these types of things are being passing straight through the body because the body can't process it all, or being flushed down the toilet, and they're going into the water treatment facilities, and they're not being treated because the water treatment facilities don't have the mechanisms to extract this out of the water. So that's something people can research on the Associated Press's website. They have this story. And people need to be aware of this as they're saying to themselves, how many pills do I need to take?
You know, Dr. Walker, I heard that the United States consumes more prescription drugs than all the other countries in the world put together.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that. And people need to ask themselves why. Why am I so afraid to deal with what's inside of my head? People will go to the dentist at even the remote sign of some pain. People will go to a medical doctor if they have a cold. But why are they not accessing mental health professionals if they're experiencing any kind of long-term depression, anxieties, fears, marital problems, problems with their kids, addiction? Why aren't they going? And the bottom line is, they're afraid.
Mm-hmm. Fear. Isn't it amazing what fear does? Mm-hmm. Now, the long-term use, or let's say antidepressants, I've heard that antidepressants completely numb people out, that they have no sensations. Is that true?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say no sensations. Generally speaking, depending on the dosage, people just really report that they don't really feel much. They don't experience any really highs, and they don't experience any lows. So they're in this sort of feeling of just being kind of in a limbo state of feelings, where they feel like it's something is masking their emotions. And the reality of the situation is, they recently did a study. They did a meta-analysis, which a meta-analysis, as you may know, but the audience may not, is a study of studies. So they did a study of, I think it was 500 different studies that studied the effects of psychotherapy, and they found 80. It's called an effect size. It was 0.85. What that means is that 85% of people who did 3 to 6 months worth of therapy reported feeling better. Now, imagine if one of the pharmaceutical companies came out with a pill and they said 85% of people who take this pill will feel better. They would be trillionaires.
Absolutely. I mean, the problem is that people get addicted to it, addicted to the prescription, and they never get off of it. And I mean, I am definitely behind when someone needs a prescription for mental illness to balance them out. I'm completely an advocate of that. The problem is that people are being prescribed medication much too easily.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to see this in your practice all the time. Also, there's really long-term effects when you are on these painkillers or antidepressants for a long period of time. I mean, what are you doing to your liver?
Exactly.
I mean, there's so much related to health. And, you know, I see, too, with people on a lot of prescription or hearing a senior citizen can't afford their, you know, 9 prescriptions that they have to pay for monthly. And I think, why are they on so many? I mean, this is definitely an epidemic in our country.
Absolutely. And you know, we can't point the finger at the pharmaceutical companies. We can't point the finger at anybody other than our own inability to deal with pain.
Or lack of knowledge. Absolutely. Once again, I'm here with Dr. Walker. Stay right here. We've got more to come about Pillaholics today on Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560. We'll be right back.
The jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330 or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
I am Susan Wacky, your host here on Aging Info Radio, and I'm with Dr. Stephen Walker. He is a nationally known mental therapist and doctor, and we are talking about Pillaholic today. Are Americans pillaholics? And we're actually going to question the mental health stigma. I mean, there's a lot to it. And I remember when, unfortunately, Sandy Hook happened, the first thing that crossed my mind was this was a mental health issue. What do you see here, Dr. Walker?
Absolutely. Not only was Sandy Hook a mental health issue, but anytime you have an emotionally distraught young man going into a grammar school or elementary school filled with innocent children and unloading a semi-automatic weapon into them, clearly that's a mental health issue. I think it came out that this young man was not diagnosed, was not treated for his issues. And this is something that I see over and over in our society. We're very quick to look at the gun as the reason. And clearly we need some kind of regulations on firearms and things like that, but that's not this topic right now. What we need are parents not being afraid to get their children help if they notice that their child is not interacting with other kids, is depressed a lot, is living through video games, has outbursts, emotional outbursts that go from nothing to extreme. They clearly need some work. But again, I don't want my neighbors to know. I don't want the people down the street to know that my son's in therapy. And that's the problem we're having.
Yeah, where it's definitely concealed. I mean, there's so much to be said. I even think about all the classes, and it's been a long time. You know, when I look at it, what's on the grade school agenda for classes now, but you wonder, you know, why doesn't this start when kids are really young, where they're able to express their emotions or that it's okay to feel? We live in a numb society. I mean, social networking is making us even more numb to, you know, feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
So I would think that that's also contributing. And another thing that I see, too, is that, you know, people mistake or say that they use the term addiction in a way that doesn't really empower people.
Right.
Or doctors refer to it as, you know, a physical dependence.
Right, right, right. See, that's a whole nother discussion, because the psychiatrists and medical doctors have been very successful on making mental health issues or an actual organic brain anomaly, meaning that it's a disease. And there's still no evidence to suggest that. Yes, of course there are people with clear organic brain anomalies, those people who are institutionalized or we see them on the street, absolutely. But what has been successfully done is that now anxiety, worry, I think the latest one is caffeine intoxication, is now going to be treated as some kind of a disease. And in reality, the reason it's now a disease is because now you can sell a pill to treat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone else can make money on it, which is really sad. I mean, I think that I do live maybe with a little bit of a silver lining here. I do believe that there's people that are questioning, and maybe it's because I'm very familiar with the aging and elder care industry, why all the medicine?
Right.
And so maybe there is a little bit of a shift going on here, or I have high hopes there is. But then again, you hear, you know, how many women are on antidepressants?
Exactly.
I mean, this just hit the news recently, and I was pretty floored by it.
Right, and women are basically reacting to not only the pressures that are the changing environment in their families, a lot of women are in unhappy marriages. They're dealing with their issues without actually going and talking them through. And I've got to call men on the carpet for this. Men need to be more proactive in discussing things, not thinking that just because they work all day, they don't have any reason to interact with their wives or girlfriends when they come home. Men need to express their emotions. Men need to talk about what's on their mind. Men need to give the women in their life a feeling that they matter, that they're important, that they're appreciated. And women need to do the same thing for men. But the best way to do that is, if you're depressed, find a mental health professional. Talk it out. Work it through. There's hope to do that.
Yeah, I find it so interesting. We go for dental cleanings every year and even
right.
physicals, but we never do mental health checks.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
That is something that could be, you could be so proactive with it. Or actually, you know, it goes back to teaching children, you know, where are you mentally and emotionally? You know, how's the body, mind, and spirit all connected here for this little person? Are they learning to communicate? Just like what you said about men, are they learning to express those emotions?
Exactly. And one of my websites is preventativepsychology.com. And there you can actually access information. You can set up an interview to speak with me live over the internet. But exactly, we need to have a fundamental shift in our country into exactly what you said. If it's okay for me to get regular dental health exams, why not regular mental health exams? Talk to somebody. Preventing these issues is the best way to deal with them. Preventing them not only in your marriage but in with your children will help stave off just an incredible amount of pain and anxiety down the road. If you're encouraging your children, talk about what's on your mind. Is someone bullying you? Are you bullying somebody? Talking, openly expressing what's going on will help save so much pain and misery down the road.
So these are some of the alternatives that, or are there alternatives to actually taking the prescription drugs that you can talk about?
What's that? I'm sorry, I lost you there.
That's okay. The alternatives, you know, what you were just talking about sounds like it may be an alternative for even getting prescribed drugs for a mental health issue. But are there other alternatives?
Absolutely. One of the best alternatives is a healthy lifestyle, is not eating so much fast food, not eating so much processed food, sugars, watching your diet. Diet affects your thinking. Diet affects your emotions. If you're overweight, beginning to get into some kind of exercise routine, because again, we live in a very superficial society, and the way people look often dictates how they feel. Another excellent way to prevent it is, if you're in a family, set up times every night where everyone gets together and talks.
Yes.
Set up times where people can just vent things and openly discuss things, so that these things are nipped in the bud, so to speak. Another great way to prevent them is actually involving other people in your life, involving clergy, involving counselors, involving professionals that can help you along the way. I mean, the preventative way, preventing this is so easy if we could just get people talking to each other.
Yeah, communicating. That's why I really see technology as a huge bonus, but I also see it as a huge hindrance. I mean, it really does separate people.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not creating the social atmosphere, as it's called, social networking. I'm thinking, what's so social about this? You're actually, people are hiding behind it, or there's a part of the brain that's not even developing in children socially.
Exactly.
Do you see that in your practice?
Well, I see that not only in my practice, but I see that with my friends, family, and people that I know, is that people are, the lack of communication. I mean, this is what they've done, studies with infants who have been in institutionalized early on, and the ones who do not get that emotional connection, don't get that touch, don't get that loving feeling, are the ones that aren't growing emotionally. They're even not growing physically. So parents need to be more active. If you're older, if you're in your boomer age or older than that, and you haven't spoken to your children in 10 years, 5 years, you've got to ask yourself, what is going on? Why is this acceptable that I don't have any kind of emotional or intimate relationship with my own children? And work through the issues, because I can guarantee you this, if you're suffering over it, they're suffering over it, and then that's going to trickle down into their family and their children.
Absolutely. I mean, that is so important. I always say, you know, you want to make a difference. You're not only going to free yourself up by having that communication, you're going to free the other person up as well. Well, Dr. Walker, real quick, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, the words of wisdom are, everyone has issues. Everyone, name one person in your life that you know that doesn't have issues. Everyone has issues, but not everyone's working on them. And one of my websites, again, is everyonehasissues.com. You can go on there, join our Facebook page, talk about it, and just accept the fact that we all need to work on our issues.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you so much for joining Aging Info Radio today, Dr. Walker. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, stay right here. We've got another guest coming on about the dangers and downfalls of buying pharmaceuticals on the internet. And, of course, we have Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark, coming up soon here on Aging Info Radio today. We'll be right back.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is, they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, if you don't have a bright side, polish your dark side. We are going to talk about the dangers and downfalls of purchasing pharmaceuticals on the internet. And my next guest is Carmen Cardozone. He is the executive director of the National Association of Pharmacy Boards. Welcome, Carmen, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I appreciate your what you do and your knowledge. I mean, I think that there, or I'd like for you to tell us if there is a big benefit that people from purchasing FDA-approved drugs online. What do you see here?
We see a number of benefits. I think anyone who's paid attention to some of the recent news media reports have seen or heard that there have been problems with some of the drugs that people have been receiving. And some of those drugs are even critical cancer drugs, medications that you would never think there'd be a problem. And the problem has been that people have received counterfeit drugs, drugs that didn't have the right potency or drugs that were actually dangerous for the patients. And so those drugs that were not FDA approved are drugs that slipped into the system because people went outside of the system and perhaps used internet pharmacies that haven't been approved or internet pharmacies that are operating as rogue sites or illegally. And we want to help consumers recognize that and deal with that and how to make better decisions about the medications they may receive.
Now, the qualifications for someone to open up an internet prescription drug company, what are they?
Unfortunately, there's not very much close scrutiny of who can open an internet pharmacy because there's not much regulation of internet pharmacies. And if you go beyond the United States, out in the world there, we have people opening internet pharmacy sites that have been involved in organized crime, people that have been convicted of felony offenses, very dangerous people. And all they're doing is putting together a website, some infrastructure behind it, and they're buying drugs from all over the world, or they're making drugs that appear to be real drugs, and they're setting these up and offering to people in the United States, and it's creating a very dangerous situation.
Absolutely. Well, I would think that people would go to the internet prescription drug sites for two reasons. One is probably accessibility, the other one being cost. Is there another reason behind it besides those two?
The only other reason might be people want some confidentiality in buying their medications. A lot of times when people buy lifestyle drugs, they're embarrassed to do so, and so they sometimes use the internet to hide some of those activities.
Okay, so you do have a third. Now, a lot of these medicines are manufactured and shipped from outside the U.S., so it's probably less likely that you're really getting what you think you're getting.
Right. What we have found is we have found medications that have been shipped into the U.S., and those medications, the coating on those medications has been highway paint. We've also found rat poison inside the medications that they're using as fillers. And when we've looked at some of the places where these medicines are being made, when the local authorities and the FBI and other law enforcement have actually found these labs and then shut them down, the conditions there are so unsanitary and so appalling that if people knew the medications were being made there and they were buying there, they would probably just fall over.
Yeah, danger. Definitely a downfall and definitely a danger. And I'm here with Carmen Cardozone. He is the Executive Director of the National Association of Pharmacy Boards. And we are talking about purchasing pharmaceuticals on the internet. Now, are there legitimate pharmaceutical sites that people can use?
Yes. And there's some good advice for consumers who want to find a legitimate site online. One, they can go to our website at www.nabp.net, and we give consumers and patients two things. We give them a list of those sites that we've actually visited, accredited, and approved, and we also give them a list of not recommended sites. So they can go through that list and make sure that there's not a site on there that they're going to use that could be dangerous or operating illegally. Second, as consumers, there's just some simple rules to follow. If it sounds too good to be true, like everything else in life, it probably is. If sites are offering medications without a prescription, you should stay away from those sites. And if you can't track down information about that site, if you don't know where it's located, if you don't know where the pharmacist is, if you can't call the state in which that pharmacy is operating to get information about it, stay away from that site and try and find a site that you can get that information for and that you'll be safe in using.
Well, I would think those websites that offer a questionnaire instead of a prescription are just a huge danger to the younger people.
Exactly. They offer questionnaires or they say they have some other systems that you don't need a prescription, and you know that you can't get those types of medications through the regular system here. And so any of those alternatives are really just scams. And one of the biggest scams that we've seen is that they put a maple leaf on their website, or they say they're from Canada.
There we go, yes.
And they're not even located in Canada. They're not shipping drugs from Canada. It's just a ruse, again, to trick people.
And they're probably not shipping to Canadian patients. And this is Aging Info Radio. I want to stay right here. We're talking about purchasing prescriptions on the internet. We will be right back with Carmen. So stay right here on AM 560.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information. situation.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, welcome back. We are talking to Carmen Cardozone. He is Executive Director of the National Association of Pharmacy Boards. We're talking about purchasing pharmaceuticals on the Internet, the dangers and downfalls, and there are some legitimate sites. You can go to their website. Carmen's website is nablikeboypplikepaul.net, and there's some great information of what to look for on a pharmacy website that makes it more legitimate. Now, I have another question. Is it illegal for a foreign pharmacy to ship prescription medications into the U.S.?
Yes, it is, Sue.
It is?
Yep, and two reasons. One, anybody that wants to ship medications into the U.S. has to be licensed as a pharmacy by the state. And two, if they're shipping medications into the states, it has to be FDA-approved medications. And what we found is that with 97% of the Internet sites out there, they're violating both of those laws.
97%.
We've looked at over 10,000 websites, and 97% of those websites are operating illegally or violating those two standards.
So there are 10,000 prescription drug websites.
Yes, all colors, all shapes, all sizes.
You need a internet policeman to police all these.
You need a roadmap, and that roadmap would probably be as big as the map of the United States.
And I'm sure there's new ones that are coming about every day.
What happens is when we identify a site that may be dangerous, they actually just change the location, change the look. But it's actually the same website or the same network that's operating thousands of pages. And these people are very sophisticated, and they have one goal in mind, to take advantage of the consumer, take your money, and they don't care what they're shipping, and they're not concerned at all about your safety.
You know, not only giving them your, you know, or getting the prescriptions and them being, you know, illegal or illegitimate drugs, but you're also giving them your personal information, which can lead right into identity theft.
Right. If you think about it, these sites are asking for you to complete questionnaires. And on those questionnaires, they're asking very specific information about you, where you live, other information. And sometimes they'll ask about your medical history. And then they're asking for your credit card information. So you're really giving them the tools to commit identity theft as well as to harm you in other ways because they have information about you that should be kept confidential and personal, and again, they have no concern for doing so.
Yeah. So nine out of 10,000 sites, and you said 3% are actually legitimate.
That's very frightening.
That's very frightening. Now I know that the National Association of Pharmacy Boards offers a VIPPS program. Explain what that is.
Sure. What VIPS does, or VIPPS, is we've actually reviewed the sites and physically visited those pharmacy sites to make sure they're located in the U.S., they're using FDA-approved drugs, and these are safe for consumers. So if they have our VIP seal, or if you go to our website and you can see those pharmacies listed, you can be assured that that is a safe pharmacy, just like the brick-and-mortar pharmacy that you would use in your neighborhood.
Well, you know, with all this going on the internet, it's not only a scary thing. I mean, you really got to be cautious. I was talking to my first guest about the, the pillaholic problem in America. What do you see here, Carmen?
The prescription drug abuse problem is epidemic, and it's a tragedy. There are more people that die from prescription drug overdose than car accidents and heart attacks in at least 20 states across the country. That's a very sobering statistic. We've got to cut back on people thinking that a pill is going to cure everything, and every time they go see a doctor that they need a prescription for a pill. That's a terrible trend, and it's really affecting our well-being.
And that's why these sites are popping up overnight. I mean, people are realizing that they can actually, generate revenue on them and make it a business for whatever period of time until they feel like they might get, shut down. And how does that work? If you find somebody that is doing something, illegitimately or illegally, what do you do?
If we find that out, we report them to the Food and Drug Administration if they're outside of the U.S. And if they're in the U.S., then we try to identify what state they're operating or where they may be, and then we notify the state board of those authorities. But to get back to your earlier point, 10,000 sites, There's a lot of money to be made out there if 97% of those sites are actually operating. So people are going to them, spending money, and keeping those sites alive.
It's so risky what you're saying. And I mean, with the them providing these medications, you don't even know what's in them. And then, so many people that are, dying from drug overdoses and it being pharmaceuticals, it kind of connects the dots there, I would think.
Yep. In Florida, at one time, it's now decreased, but 7 people a day were dying from prescription drug abuses. And so that's fallen to 4, but 4 people a day are dying from prescription overdose and prescription misuse. And if you look at it, they're buying some of these drugs from countries where you wouldn't even drink the water. So why would you buy prescription drugs if you won't even drink water in those countries?
Yeah, people really have to realize the risk there. And once again, I'm here with Carmen Catazone, and he is the executive director of the National Association of Pharmacy Boards. Their website being NABPB like boy, P like Paul, .net. And Carmen, there's so much to learn from you. I would like for you to give us real quick your words of wisdom for the day.
Sure. Be careful. If it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true, don't use it. And use the same caution to buy your prescription medications as you would with other products, and you should be okay.
Yeah, and make sure that you're not just a pillaholic taking anything. You can shorten your life or even end it. Thank you so much, Carmen, for being on Aging Info Radio. And you want to stay right here. We've got Clark Weber with his Look at Life coming right up, and we will be right back.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800- 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber with another look at life. Being in the military has always required someone looking over your shoulder. Well, recently, the U.S. Navy and Marines are clamping down on what you wear when you're off base. U.S. Navy Directive 16-134 regarding inappropriate T-shirts. The following T-shirts are no longer to be worn on or off base. 1. Eat pork or die in both English and Arabic. Shrine busters. Goat. It isn't just for breakfast anymore. T-shirts written mostly in Arabic showing a sniper scope, crosshairs, and the road to paradise begins with me. And last but not least, infidel in both English and Arabic. While the directive didn't say so, it would seem that the Arabs are honked off the way we're treating their fellow killers. I'm wondering where Emily Post and making nice to the enemy entered a war. I'm Clark Weber.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
Thank you again for your look at life, Clark Weber. Just keep those coming. And if you feel like you're addicted or becoming addicted to a pharmaceutical drug, reach out for help. And just be aware of the dangers and downfalls of buying over the internet, because you never know what you're really receiving. Or go to NABP.net website. And save the date of Tuesday and Wednesday, October 27th and 28th for the Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane. Come by and say hello. I'll be at the Aging Info Radio booth. And there's many other exhibitors there. Senior Idol and Clark Weber will also be at our booth on Tuesday, the 27th. And if you're close to 62 years young, you might already know that at 62, you become eligible for Social Security, and that age may or may not be best for you. And contact John O'Connor, the Safe Money Man, or go to retiresmarter.com and find out when it is the best time for you to accept your Social Security, or call 847-274-2681. My Paws Pooch this week is Muffin, a five-month-old golden lab. Go to Paws logo on our website at aginginforadio.com and check Muffin out, a beautiful golden lab, and she is waiting with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy, that's Muffin. And if you missed any of our show today or want to hear our past shows, they're all on podcasts at aginginforadio.com. Join our email list for weekly updates on our homepage. And I want to thank my guests today, and their contact information will also be up at aginginforadio.com. Thank you to Clark Weber, our sponsors, my programmer, Debbie Schreiner, and AM560. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
is Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbank.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out.